The Chapel Hill Police Department and the North Carolina State Bureau of Investigation are releasing this information today in the hopes that it will allow a community member who may know something that will help us advance this case to come forward and share that with us. At approximately 11 a.m. on September 7, 2012, officers with the Chapel Hill Police Department responded to a 911 call at the Hawthorne at the View apartment complex on Old Chapel Hill Road to a report of possible dead body located in apartment 1502. When officers arrived, they were greeted by the primary tenant of that unit, Karina Rosario, who advised that she had seen the victim, Faith Hedgepeth, inside and she was unresponsive. Karina Rosario allowed officers to enter the apartment and they located Faith dead in a bedroom inside. Her body was positioned on the floor, leaning against the bed with her shirt pulled up. She had no clothes on from the waist down. There was pooled blood near her body and blood spatter on the wall and the bedroom closet door. A note written on a takeout fast food bag was located on the bed. Copies of that note are included in the materials that we've shared with you today. An autopsy was conducted on September 8, 2012, and the cause of Faith's death was determined to be blunt force trauma to the head resulting from a beating. A sexual assault kit was also collected and revealed the presence of semen. It was determined that the DNA profile that was generated from that semen matched other DNA evidence that we collected at the scene, and our investigators believe that that DNA belongs to Faith's killer. Investigators determined that prior to her death, Faith Hedgepeth and Karina Rosario had visited Davis Library on the UNC campus at about 7:30 p.m. the night prior and had arrived home shortly after midnight. A little before 1 o'clock that same morning, they arrived at the Wallace parking deck on East Rosemary Street in downtown Chapel Hill and walked across the street to the Thrill Bar. They left the bar at about 2:40 a.m. and drove home in Faith's car, which was a white Nissan Altima. Investigators believe the pair returned home and that Karina then left the apartment at approximately 4:30 a.m., returning home at about 11 o'clock with a friend and discovering Faith's body, at which time she called 911. Investigators of the Chapel Hill Police Department, along with North Carolina State Bureau of Investigation agents, have collected hundreds of items of evidence, interviewed friends, family, co-workers, neighbors, and classmates, and consulted with experts in various scientific fields of study. We've executed numerous search warrants and court orders for computers, cell phones, social media accounts, and financial records. Investigators have asked persons of interest to provide oral DNA swabs so that their DNA could be compared to the DNA collected at the scene. Hundreds of DNA samples have been collected and analyzed at this point. None of them have been found to match the DNA profile of Faith's killer. As we approach the two-year anniversary of Faith's death, we are issuing an appeal to the public for help in finding her killer. And with that help, we can bring some peace to Faith's family by bringing her killer to justice. We can also bring some peace to the UNC community and the Chapel Hill community. Since September 7, 2012, a killer has been on the loose and has not been held accountable for Faith's death. And we believe that someone, maybe somebody reading an article about this interview or watching it on television, knows who did this and will feel compelled to come forward. As I've mentioned, we've conducted an extensive investigation, and we have excellent evidence. This is a very strong case. What we need to do is connect that case to Faith's killer. And that's been the focus of our investigation from the beginning. We are entirely convinced that this case will be solved. It is not a cold case. In fact, several Chapel Hill police investigators have worked this case exclusively for 2 years, and for the last 12 months, they've been joined by two excellent North Carolina SBI investigators. Together, they've invested thousands of hours of work into this case. What we need now is that key piece of information. You've heard the timeline of the night before Faith's death, as well as the morning when her body was discovered. And we're hoping that someone out there who may know something, who saw something, overheard something suspicious, or is aware of anything that struck them as strange and potentially related to this case, would call us. If Faith's killer is out there hearing this message, you should know that we will catch you. And we want you to come on in and bring some peace to Faith's family. Reward money has been pledged in excess of $40,000 in this case, and we hope you will help us promote that point as well. I'm going to give you in just a few minutes a cell phone number that we hope you will also help us promote. That cell phone will ring directly to one of those investigators who is assigned to this case. You can call 24 hours a day. It will be staffed 24 hours a day by someone who is intimately aware of the circumstances of this case and familiar with it. And that number is 919-614-6363. We also recognize that someone having information may choose to share it anonymously. You can certainly do that through Chapel Hill Carrboro UNC Crime Stoppers by calling 919-942-7515 or through their website.